It's take 2-1. Oh God, Woody Brown Jack. Ain't nobody messing with my Knicks. Knicks. Tape, they don't do it like this. Knicks. Tape. Yeah, I'm talking Melo. Yeah, I'm talking Tyson, and that's a gold medal. Amari, he known to spike it. And we got Thomas. Went back and cop felt it. Mixed Prigioni with Jason and Norn. Lord help him. I got no back in the corner. Mob deep in when he busts. J.R. Swiss be swishing. He just stepped it back and put it up. Knicks tape. Get you 82 till it's 16 up till we get our hand in that gold trophy. Y'all out of shape. We got Cammy back. Call us nothing more than a full circle. Sheet here with his ones on. Woody like, just go play. Flight white from the free throw line. We go like it's 2K. When I get back, it's murder. We gon' do what we do. What's up, Coke? Ready now? We just went and caught Brew from the go. And my DJ, my rock.
Iman Shumpert is terrible at rapping. He's like the John McClane of rapping.
Was that him?
Yeah, that was him.
What?
This is Iman Shumpert YouTube channel. Check it out.
Imanshumpert.com,
21 Shump Street. Gotta get on that official Iman Shumpert tracks and the Knicks anthem. Welcome everyone to the TPS NBA finale, the final TPS NBA of
season finale,
series finale, grand championship. It's all going to be decided tonight.
The last 5 minutes are going to be mind blowing.
We'll see what happens. It's crazy. The TPS NBA championship is actually going on right now as we record. McClane, which
is
here.
It's not going to end till like midnight.
I know. Who knows? I mean, what I'm thinking is this podcast will end in a cliffhanger. Find out who wins the TPS NBA championship next season in like August. So with me today is McClane. He's in the TPS NBA championship. Bourne's here and Franchise 254, which got a new toy today. He's going to be able to record audio in like legit, right, Franchise?
Legit fashion.
Yeah, legit fashion. Mixer, some new software, the whole deal.
I've even got some new theme music.
New theme music. Can we get a taste or is that not ready?
It's not ready.
All right, it's not ready. But eventually new theme music, new things coming from Franchise 254, right?
Oh yeah.
You got things in the works. There was a big announcement actually I just saw on Twitter. You wanna go ahead and reveal it to the people?
Reveal it to the people. Got a new beginning to a different show, I guess you could say. A same show but a different show.
Somebody saw the beginning of the end.
Yeah, it was the beginning of the end until it was resurrected.
All right. Just like Easter.
Oh yeah. We bring it back Jesus, baby.
Wow.
Them some words.
Yeah, those are some words. That's wow. Okay, so what's actually happening?
So Beast Mode Gaming disappeared.
Okay.
You got to remember that. Right?
I remember that. That was a great day in internet history. What?
Is it still on the leak page?
Still trying to raise money, right?
Yes. Definitely eat Games of Pantera. Link on theplacesshow.com. Okay, go ahead, Franchise. What else?
So it's coming back and we're doing something a little bit different and, no game eaters.
No chomping on games.
No chomping on games.
All right.
Not to say that we didn't, you know, accept him back. It's just, you know, it's a matter of scheduling.
Oh yeah, of course. When schedules don't line up, what you gonna do, right? It wasn't like you were doing this on purpose. You're like, hey, what time are you available? I'm available every night after 5 p.m. And you're like, oh, that's too bad because we can only do it not at that time, right? Just a matter of scheduling.
It's a matter of scheduling.
Okay.
But he is still with us in spirit. The young man, the game eater. So with that being said, what else did we see on Twitter today, Diddy? Did we see an announcement? Instead of a game eater, we have a game hater.
Right.
So now we have the infamous Staccata coming on board to hate on all games that aren't RPGs.
So the new Boom podcast, is now Franchise 254, Disturbed Poppy, and Staccata.
Is there going to be a new Boom podcast?
I mean, it's new. Some things never stay the same. How about that? But they're always different.
How about a combination of two separate shows, but then they're still going to be two separate shows?
Yeah.
How about we say?
That sounds good to me. Like Fraternal so Twins.
Nothing's changed?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand what the news is.
This is huge.
This is just dumping Pantera.
Whoa. It was a scheduling.
I mean the game eater.
Scheduling conflict.
Won't be mentioned by name.
Whoa. You don't put that in there no more. That's wrong, man. You shouldn't have put that in there.
Wow.
Do you know what
he just, that out.
Do you know what he just put in the chat box?
What? Who? Tell me.
Who? He just put in there Scamterra.
Whoa. Your computer. It's hope.
Whoa.
What?
That's cold-blooded.
What is that?
Are we being hijacked?
We are being hijacked.
How?
Your password.
Yeah, you need to change your... Is your heart bleeding?
Wow. Yes. Wow. Kinds of crap.
There you go.
All right, now.
You did it. All right. Great job, Franchise. Okay, so... If you want to follow anything else for the Boom podcast, Beast Mode Gaming, well, what is it? Is it Beast Mode Boom? Boom Mode Podcast? Beast Boom Podcast? The Beast Mode Booming Cast?
How about the Beast Mode Goes Boom on Your Ass Cast?
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. The Beast Goes Boom. Wow. All right. Let's move on.
I still don't know what kind of know.
Well, see, I made a deal with McLean that if he was a Triple Crown winner this year, that I would let go of Pantera. So yeah, that was his wish. So you guys can thank McLean for that.
Wow.
I held up my end.
Thanks a lot, McLean. Well, no, hold on. Let's talk about this Triple Crown thing that people have been throwing around. I thought the Triple Crown was Fantasy Football League, Fantasy Basketball League, TPS, and Tournament Challenge Pick'em. Is that not the Triple Crown?
No.
What's the Triple Crown then?
TPS NFL.
Okay.
TPS NBA.
Alright.
And the Pick'ems. Football Pick'em.
What? No! That's not the Triple Crown. That's like a throw-in. That's like a bonus game. That's something to keep us interested during the long run of fantasy football weeks.
No, that's everything else.
That's a little extra.
Oh yeah, and we can go back to the board, and I did call that happening, that McLean would win the Triple Crown.
He didn't win the Triple Crown though, because he has to win the Tournament Challenge Pick'ems to get the Triple Crown, which I won actually.
You won?
Yeah, and I won the Tournament Challenge Pick'ems. I'm the best at picking college basketball games.
Did you pick UConn?
Back.
In the Final Four?
Two back. Champion, I might
no,
add.
No, you didn't.
2 years did. Running.
I'm the people's Triple Crown.
Wow. Well, the people don't know anything, as you have just proven. Thanks a lot, people's champion. Let's talk about the WNBA draft. Did you guys watch this? Born, I know you watched it.
I didn't even know it took place. I thought the season was still going on.
Training camps are just right around the corner for the WNBA.
Oh, so the season hasn't even started.
No, the WNBA starts in about a month, and just this past the other day, the WNBA draft took place. And
is this like immediately right after the national championship?
Immediately. They do not pass go. Immediately go to jail. WNBA. And right
is
into
that,
training
is that
camp.
Just so that everybody stays in, like all the girls stay in front of mind for all the other teams, because otherwise they would just forget about them?
Probably. Who knows? All I know is that Notre Dame cleaned up in the WNBA draft. Two first rounders, two of the top 10 picks, but I think there's only 30 picks total in the whole draft.
Yeah, but still, like five teams left.
But still, come on. Two of the top
really,
10.
Really? There are only five?
There's like eight.
How many?
I think there's eight teams.
Wow.
So this is big, big news. Notre Dame getting that many players in the first round. Top 10.
Is it?
Oh, this is huge. This just shows how dominant Notre Dame is in women's basketball.
So even did you though, get your season ticket?
Oh, no. There's 12 teams in the WNBA, thank you.
Who's your team?
I have three teams.
So half the league?
The Tulsa Shock, because they have Skylar Diggins, right?
Okay.
Right? That's a given, right?
Yeah.
Indiana Fever, because I live in Indiana, right?
Okay.
That makes sense, right? Yeah.
I guess.
Chicago Sky, because I live closer to Chicago than I do where the Indiana Fever play. Right? Given.
Okay.
So three
there's
teams.
12 teams. Oh.
No, I only have three teams of interest.
Okay. The Sky, the Fever, and...
The Shock.
The Shock.
Yeah. Who? Well, what's your team?
My team?
Yeah.
Let me see. I like the Suns logo.
Wow, you sound like a woman watching men's basketball. Really? That's how you're going to decide?
Oh, no, Liberty looks pretty good.
Oh, I like their colors.
That's a pretty cool
logo.
Oh,
look at their mascot. Oh, that's my favorite team.
Oh, the Lynx's logo is terrible. I root against them.
They're the best team in the WNBA.
I'm still waiting for Texas to get a team.
They do have a team.
San Antonio.
San Antonio. Come on. Kayla McBride, they just got Notre Dame stud. Or what should I call her?
Man, I'm waiting for Texas to get a team.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, they have a team now, and it's called Kayla McBride.
Didn't Cleveland have a team?
Yeah. It's hard to keep teams in the same, you know, they got to make money, Bourne. Let's be honest. Detroit had a team for a minute. I think Detroit actually won a championship and doesn't have a team.
Oh, my gosh.
So what's your team then, Bourne?
I guess I gotta go by proxy, so Chicago Sky?
Yeah, that's good. They're a good team. They almost won it all last year.
Who's even on that team? Anybody that I would even possibly know?
Della Don. Whatever. You know, come on.
Let me see. I'm gonna look up here on the rosters. Who is the team that won it all?
Minnesota. No, Minnesota. Minnesota is stacked. They are too good.
Who's on their roster?
Okay, so which team does Brittany Griner play for?
Ooh, I forgot which one she
was. Maya Moore. That's the only person I know so far on the Lynx.
Boom.
I just want to report whatever team has Brittany Griner on their team, they're unfair because they have a man on their team.
It's not, you know, I agree with you. It's not right.
Isn't she in the NBA?
Who is the ugliest dude in the NBA?
Oh, by far. What's his name? Last year,
Who?
Kamen?
Chris Kamen?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a Dirk. Dirk.
The dude with the unibrow. Kamen, he was a rookie last year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Anthony Davis?
Yeah.
That dude is ugly as shit.
I think, who's the ugliest team in the NBA? My vote is for Dallas.
Team?
Yeah, team.
I would say Detroit.
What? No. Those are pretty boys. Come on. KCP? Ooh, look at that cut. It's smooth.
I don't know. Tony Mitchell's a pretty ugly dude. God,
wow. Yeah, as is Singler. He's pretty,
no,
he's pretty scary.
Singler? He is not scary. Stop.
His picture looks scary. Like he just sniffed a line and looked up at the camera all of a sudden. Just
that's
stared into the
you're
camera.
You're mistaking ugliness for passion.
There's a lot of passion communicated in that photo.
Wow. Hold on. I'm going to
look. Cause he's like, it's like he was sweaty too. Like somehow he was just perspiring with sweat.
I'm going to look at the calves.
He's got like rings around his circles, around his eyes.
Find a terrible calves looking player.
You won't find one.
They ain't got no players. Am I right? Well, why can't I find the roster? Oh, Luol Deng. Come on. He ain't pretty. Well, that thing ain't pretty.
I don't know.
He's not really a Cav.
What did McClain just call a dude look all right?
He looks all right.
Dean is secure in his manhood to say that.
We'll be seeing.
I do him.
Whoa! Now we gotta stop.
Wow. Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. The NBA playoffs. The NBA playoffs are just
it's not completely figured out yet, though, right?
Right. It's about ready. I know a lot of teams kind of folded up shop. Miami conceded the number one seed to Indiana. That's figured out. I know that all the teams in the playoffs are figured out, but their seeding implications, like Dallas and Memphis, who's going to get the seventh seed, who's going to get the eighth seed, and they're actually playing right now as we podcast. So that still needs to be decided. What else needs to be decided? I think Brooklyn might get the five seed, and they'll have to play Chicago, which they don't want to do. Nobody wants to play Chicago. Nobody wants to play Brooklyn.
That's right here, yeah.
Right?
Why is that?
Because they're tough. I think Brooklyn, everyone thinks, like, could be anybody in a seven-game series. But I don't think so. They're too old. They can't last.
It's pretty amazing, though, because considering how Brooklyn just came off at a really, like, rough start at the beginning of the season, right?
Right, yeah. They kind of – they looked old. They were playing bad. Didn't look like they were going to even make the playoffs to begin with. And then all of a sudden, they look like a legit East contender.
Brooklyn?
Yeah, Brooklyn.
They don't look good.
Oh, they look legit good. They look like NBA championship Chicago material.
Toronto gets a three seed?
No, Toronto doesn't look that. They're frauds. They are definitely frauds.
Who thought Toronto would come out and be that good?
They have an East schedule. That's why. They have to play Cleveland four times.
The way their schedule looks, it's like they play Cleveland all year long.
Wow. I guess that's why Cleveland's lottery bound.
I'm looking at the first month of Brooklyn, and there was a lot of L's in the first 2 months. So since the beginning of the year, they have probably been one of the best teams in the NBA.
What? No, they haven't.
Brooklyn? Yes.
They suck.
No, they don't. Look at their January forward. They are one of the top teams in all of the NBA.
You are crazy.
They are too good.
January, they lost three games.
See? January, they lost three games. February, they didn't lose many more.
Earpiece.
What?
Franchise got
February,
a new
February, they went like 50. 50-50.
Come on. Stop. You need to give them their due.
They suck.
They are really, really legit right now. Look at that. They lost pretty much the first 2 months straight. And they still almost have as good a record as Dallas.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They're five games. Is it five games? Five games back.
It's not five games back.
I mean, look at Memphis. If you want to look at a team that turned it around.
Hold on. Let me pull
Memphis
up.
They were like
up.
The 11th seed in the West.
Hold on. I'm checking their schedule. I'm kept checking the game log here.
Memphis is legit.
Look at how many times they had to play Dallas. Of course they got all those wins.
You mean
come
all
on.
Those L's?
Wow. Wow. I wish the Pistons had this schedule. They'd be in the playoffs too.
At the Pistons, LA. Not in the West. The playoffs.
Not in the West.
Man, if the Pistons had a West schedule, at least they would get the number one pick.
I don't think the Grizzlies beat the Mavs once.
Let me see.
All season.
Okay, they lost there in December. Oh, they did. They lost in February.
Cavs lead the Nets 51-49 at half.
Oh, it's not going to happen.
We'll see.
Okay, so let's take a look at the, well, we already agree that Miami's going to beat Indiana in the Eastern Conference Finals, right? That's a done deal.
Who said they're going to play Indiana?
Well, who else are they going to play?
Why not Brooklyn? Like you're just propping them to be.
Oh, Brooklyn's frauds.
Why not Atlanta?
Who? Atlanta?
Yeah.
No, Atlanta's awful.
Yeah, but it's the East.
So you're saying anybody can beat anybody in the East?
I got Atlanta or Charlotte.
What?
No.
Okay, not Charlotte, because they gotta play Miami. Everybody else.
I got, here's
who
I got.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of the Charlotte that beat Michigan.
Whoa. And that is pronounced Charlotte. It's going to be Miami versus Indiana, Chicago, or Brooklyn.
I got Chicago.
You got Chicago?
Yeah.
I'm taking Toronto now.
Chicago gave Miami fits this year, right?
Chicago gets Miami fits every year. Guess what?
But now they don't have Derrick Rose holding them back.
Heat and five. Yeah. Heat and five.
Heat and five.
No way.
Heat and five. And guess who else used to give Miami fits in the regular season? The Celtics with Pierce and Garnett and all them boys. Guess what? Heat and five.
They never gave Miami fits. You're thinking of Miami. You're thinking of Cleveland.
Cleveland never gave anyone fits.
Celtics gave Cleveland fits.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Oh, gosh. That was not
no,
a
didn't
fit.
The Bucks give Miami fit last
yes,
last
yeah.
Cleveland
yes.
is so bad, he did he gives them fit.
Yeah.
At all 5'6" of you?
Yes. 5'7".
It's probably stretched.
It's with my heels.
I think it was about 5'4".
All right, so then the West. Oklahoma City is going to sweep Dallas.
What?
They're going to sweep them. They're too young. They're too talented.
They haven't swept them in the regular season.
It's going to happen.
They lost the regular season series.
You think that Dallas has a chance to upset Oklahoma City? It's
they
not going to
happen. Very good chance. I don't even think that's an upset.
Whoa, what? Are you kidding me? Oh, wow. Wow.
Dirk?
Yeah.
You got Dirk. That's it.
Wow.
That's all I got to say.
Oh, man. Wow. You thought I was a Michigan homer? This is a homer.
The Thunder are trying to dodge him. They're trying desperately to lose games.
So, wait. Okay, so Dallas.
Do you not see what they're doing against Detroit?
Well, what's happening? Is Oklahoma City. Come on.
They're losing.
Well, the Clippers are playing as well, aren't they? So the Clippers could leapfrog. Oklahoma
well, they're trying
City.
To tank too. Oh, nobody man. Wants Dallas.
Nobody wants Dallas.
Come on.
Please. Everyone wants Dallas. Give me Dallas. I'll take Dallas. Wow. San Antonio, they've locked up the number one seed in the West, and they'll either play Memphis or Dallas. So if they play Dallas, then that's a sweep. San Antonio's gonna sweep Dallas. Like, I don't see a scenario in which Dallas doesn't get swept out of the first round.
Only if they play San Antonio.
Then they'll get swept.
The other six teams they can beat.
They can beat Oklahoma City and LA?
Yeah. Easy.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Easy. Oh man.
They're so overrated.
I can't wait to watch the Western Conference first round.
Why? It'll be like watching you play in the NBA fantasy league?
Whoa.
It'll be like reliving the first round all over again.
Wow. Hold on, we're not there yet, because we really got to get into this. We're not there yet. All right, enough on basketball. Playoffs are complicated and are going to start in about a week. Baseball. What's been happening in baseball? Bourne, you're the baseball expert. What's been happening in baseball?
Well, today the Astros just called up their stud prospect who wasn't supposed to come up until June because of what's it called? There's some, like, I think it's like June 2nd, there's like a deadline yes. where it allows him to be called up without counting as one of his, full years, basically.
Wait, but he has to be called up before?
No, after. Because they won't count it as a full year on his, like, eligibility. Cause like, you only have so many times you can call somebody up and then send them back to the minors.
Right.
You have like three or four different options, I guess.
So wait, is this played out in video game land?
Yeah. Yep.
So I've like, been yeah, wasting.
If you look at your card of certain players, like when you're, especially when you're doing like GM mode or seasonal yeah. mode, it'll show you how many minor options.
Yeah. So I didn't know that there was an actual date in which I
think
could
it's
call.
Like June 2nd.
Oh wow, wow, McDowell. I'm sorry.
So most teams will try and especially like the teams that can't really afford making mistakes with their prospects, like Tampa Bay or Houston. They usually always write it out till June, and they won't call up their talent until then. But for whatever reason, Houston made the move late yesterday and called up this guy named George Springer, who apparently is like kind of like a he's not like a Mike Trout as much as he is. Forget who they were comparing him to.
He's like a young.
It's like kind of like a Griffey almost, but ooh. With maybe a little more speed.
More speed than Griffey?
Yeah. Cause like, what was Griffey's, stolen base averages? He almost, He almost went like 40-40 the last 2 years in the minors.
I thought Griffey was at least a 30-30 guy.
Okay, sure.
But, I mean, I understand what you're saying.
So that was the big news today, at least, because nobody expected Houston to call him up.
You know, you're kind of disrespecting Ken Griffey Jr., though, by saying that. I mean, Griffey is an all-time great Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but he could have been so much more if he wasn't injured.
But even though he was injured, he was so much more. He had his own video game.
Yeah, there are a number of players that have had video games.
And they're all-time greats. Name one game that has a player that isn't an all-time great. Exactly.
Give me a minute.
Except Madden?
Madden is an all-time great.
Mm.
What?
He's okay.
He is an all-time great. You don't gotta win more than one Super Bowl to be considered an all-time great. Because there hasn't been many Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's good logic.
Boom roasted.
What about, didn't Dennis Rodman have a game?
All-time great. Hall of Famer.
Bill Laimbeers, yeah, his game wasn't good.
No, but he is an all-time great.
He's not.
He is an all-time great.
And don't be swayed by this new 30 for 30 that's coming out.
Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on ESPN. He is an all-time great. He won a WNBA championship and back-to-back championship with the Detroit Pistons. What do you mean as a player? How dare you?
Wait, with the Pistons or are you talking about the WNBA?
He won back-to-back championships with the Pistons and won a WNBA championship as a coach. Boom, all-time great.
For which team?
The Detroit Shock. Come on, look it up.
Wait, that's not your team?
That is one of my teams.
Or are they gone?
They're gone.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
I was going to say, the Shock haven't played in 2 years.
Yeah, but when they did, boom, boom.
After Bill Laimbeer won them a championship as a coach, they just disbanded.
Actually, he won 3 WNBA championships with the Detroit Shock.
What happens when a team disappears? Like, what happens to their team? Their players.
Houston's team. They don't have a team anymore, do they?
Houston?
Yeah, they used to have a team.
Yeah, do they go back to like a draft or something?
I think this team moved to Tulsa.
Which one? The Shock?
Detroit, yeah.
Shock. The Shock moved to Tulsa.
Right. So they're actually my team. They're my real team now that I realize that they're the original Shock. Dang it. I need Detroit Shock banners in my basement now. 2003, 2006, 2008. All-time great, coached by all-time great Bill Laimbeer. He has his own video game, too.
He does?
Look at this roster. Swin Cash? Swin Straight Cash, homie? Come on.
She's still around?
She's still around.
Wow.
I think she's still on the Shock, actually.
What? She's been around since Lisa Leslie and them played. That was like, what, 10, 15 years ago?
Swin Straight Cash, homie.
Are they going to retire her jersey?
They're probably going to retire her.
They're going to retire
She's
her.
She's not that old. She was born in 1979.
Oh.
Gee.
That's so old.
She's not dead.
That's the same year E. Diddy was born.
No, I was born in 1980. The greatest year ever.
Wow, 80.
Four-time WNBA All-Star. She was the All-Star in 2011. That wasn't that long ago. The dapper, she was the Dapper Dan Sportswoman of the Year in 2007. She's an all-time great.
Are you making up awards? For like WNBA All-Star?
WNBA All-Star MVP, 3-time champion, Shooting Stars champion. Oh, she's the one on Bosch's team.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh wow, that's her? See?
You're obviously a big fan.
She's my number one. She's my main chicken. All right, back to baseball.
The only person I found that's kind of close is Denard Robinson.
Ooh, because he was on the cover.
He was on the cover, but that's about as close as I can get.
Well, you did hear what I did hear some things on Denard this offseason. A lot's been going on. No. He is down to his playing weight. Boom. That's a warning, NFL.
Yeah.
Did they cut him yet?
No.
No.
They would never cut an offensive weapon.
The Blue Bombers could use some help. It's in Winnipeg.
I think Denard Robinson's going to end up being a professional golfer before he's a professional NFL player.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Welcome to Avast.
Stop.
My gosh. What are you doing, franchise? Seriously, what are you doing?
It wasn't me. I'm sorry.
Yes, it was you. It was absolutely you.
No way.
Wow. Okay, what else is happening baseball? The Cubs are playing the Yankees.
Did you guys happen to see, I don't know if you saw, I tweeted this out a couple days ago, Jeff Francoeur's prank?
No.
I saw it.
What is you guys it? Will have to check that out. He got signed by the San Diego Padres AAA team, and through spring training and basically for a full month, the entire team had him convinced that one of the pitchers on the team was deaf.
Deaf?
Yeah. So like,
oh my god.
So they went through like and talking about all the different things that they did during the time, like that there would be a time where he would be like shagging fly balls and would have to act like he wasn't paying attention or couldn't hear a ball coming at him. There are times where like he'd come into a game and do something and then Francoeur would come up to him and be like, good job out there, and like do like real big like hand motions and stuff like that. And when they would have like catcher pitcher conferences, they would do like just hand motions and stuff just to try and tell them like, what they were talking about.
They did this for an entire month?
An entire month.
Oh my gosh.
And they videotaped all of the players like talking about these scenarios and like how dumb they thought Francoeur was and stuff. And then they played the video in front of him and you get to watch his reaction to everything. It's pretty good.
Wow, that's pretty elaborate.
Yeah.
That takes a team right there. Even
the pitcher's wife got in on it for like a day or two because they had a dinner, and so Francoeur was like talking with his wife for like the entire dinner, like, so how do you guys like manage and stuff like that, and she was like, she's like mostly texting.
Oh man,
it was pretty good.
I'm gonna have to find that. I'm gonna find your tweet. I'm gonna find the video.
Yeah,
one or the other. Let me see, what else? Anything else in baseball related?
Just a lot of injuries right now with some players, some bigger player names, so.
Adrian Beltre.
Yep. That really hurts. Pedroia.
Yep.
Apparently, Napoli, basically was sliding into second base and he dislocated his finger and it was like, people thought it was broken because of how bent it was.
Ugh.
So he ran off the field and I guess they got it back into place or whatever, but I didn't know this, but that's apparently why players, keep their batting gloves and hold them in their hands to kind of keep their fists kind of like somewhat
clenched all the way?
Loosely clenched, yeah. Basically.
Ah.
It's interesting. I never knew that before.
Okay. Makes sense now.
Yeah.
Okay. Enough about baseball,
but I will say one thing. People around here are going berserk thinking that the Brewers are legit.
What are they? Wait, well, hold on. Okay, what do you mean by legit?
That they're going to be a serious playoff contending team because they went on like this 10-3 run. So
the last time the Brewers were any good, it was in that movie Mr. 3000.
That's true. That was the last time the Brewers were any good.
That was probably true.
Quite a while ago.
I think that's the only time they were good was in Mr. 3000.
No, 84, I think, is when they won the World Series.
Robin Yount.
Yeah. 84 or 87, I can't remember.
And they beat some good teams.
Yeah, so they think they're a legit team this year. So just going to take a while. Nobody really apparently realizes that the season is 162 games long.
Well, here's how you'll know they're legit. If they take two out of the next four at Pittsburgh, they're legit. Because they've already beat Pittsburgh three times, right?
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh's legit, right?
Yeah.
So if you sweep them at home and then take two out of four at their place, now you're legit. Legit?
We'll see.
All right. Series starts
There's a cliffhanger.
We'll find out next year if they were legit. Okay. enough about baseball, but back to baseball. I was watching.
Hold on. Real quick.
Oh my gosh.
We need to talk some soccer.
Soccer? What's going on with soccer?
Huge news.
Okay.
Atlanta got a team.
That's huge. What's the team name?
There's no team name.
Oh my god. So you don't have a team?
And they start in 2017.
No, you don't have a team until you have a name, a logo, and a mascot. Until then?
They have an owner.
No. They don't have anything, okay? You know what they have? They have a headline, and they have my last 2 minutes. That's what they have right now. That's it. No name, no logo, no mascot, no team. Legit?
Well, they're owned by Arthur Blank, owner of the Falcons.
Uh-oh.
So it'll probably be somehow connected to a Falcon.
Or dogfighting.
Dogfighting.
One or the other.
He's going to have a black soccer player that's fast. He can kick really far.
Okay. Any other soccer news?
They should bring back Michael Vick.
To play
the soccer team.
That's not going to happen. They shouldn't bring back anybody. Actually, nobody wants to watch soccer in Atlanta. If there's one city in the USA that hates soccer, it is Atlanta. Atlanta only likes, what is Atlanta like? They don't even go to baseball games. And their team make the playoffs every year.
And they're getting another new stadium.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's baseball.
They don't deserve a soccer team. And they don't like soccer.
It's like Houston got 2 stadiums in 5 years. They had, what was that one? Enron Park. And then they moved over to Minute Maid Park.
Right.
I mean, that was all in 5 years. That's 2 brand new stadiums in 5 years. That's baseball. That's ridiculous, MLB. Ridiculous to build all these stadiums.
Well, they need to build one in Chicago, though. Wrigley Field needs to be replaced.
Franchise. That's what they need to do. Come pay franchise.
Are you going to build a stadium?
Money, pay me. Hundreds on the top, 50s in the middle.
Is that your stadium name? Hundreds on top field, 50s in the middle stadium? All right, now can we stop talking baseball and soccer and talk baseball? No, one more thing? All right. So I watched the Pence versus Puig MLB 14, the show, live stream, trying to promote the PS4 version of MLB the Show.
Don't tell me anything bad.
Well, if you're gonna do this, IGN and Sony and who's the developer? Santa Monica Studios?
Yeah.
You might want to get somebody, an MLB, you might want to get somebody who's actually played a video game before. Okay? Because you know how hard it is to watch somebody play video games, right? That's never played video games.
What are you talking about?
Like Kobe?
Exactly.
I like trying to watch E. Diddy play it. It's kind of hilarious.
Oh yeah. Definitely trying.
So you watch somebody play who doesn't know how to play. That's terrible, right? That's a miserable experience.
Oh, that is terrible.
And then, okay, so then go every week. Go one step farther. Trying to watch somebody play a game that is a game, right? Like baseball. It's even worse. Hunter Pence didn't know how to throw the ball. Didn't understand how the batting worked.
They couldn't even spend like 10 minutes to explain this.
And for Puig had obviously played the game before because he instantly went in and started changing settings, you know, so that he could, you know, the way you want to play, the controls that you want to control. And they left Pence playing with the default, which he hadn't learned yet to begin with. So he didn't understand how the throw, he was throwing the ball all over the field because he was holding the button down too far. He couldn't get a hit. Puig was striking him out, getting hits all over the field. Pence was throwing the ball to the wrong base. I mean, it was miserable. And I'm like, really? This is how you're going to promo your game? You're making me watch somebody not know how to play your game? But there was one good sequence. Let's see, who's the shortstop? Scudero?
For what team?
San Francisco?
Yeah.
So there was a ball hit to the shortstop, right? And he said he took one step to his left, like crossed his left leg and backhanded the ball and went to throw the ball. And it looked like it was a good throw, like within the meter, like right in the middle of the meter. and the guy was safe. And this is where I think the game has a major flaw. Because Pence said, I did everything perfect. He fielded the ball. He crossed his left leg over his right, backhanded it, threw the ball. As soon as he got it out of his glove, it was a perfect throw based on the system that they were using. And the runner was safe, and he should have been out. He said he will make that play every single time the runner is out. So now I don't know if I can buy it because it's not an authentic simulation of baseball.
Are we sure that Pence knew what he was doing after you just sold us the fact that he had no idea?
It was the one time it looked like he knew what he was doing. And he was legitimately upset that how did I not get him out? He would make that play every time. If it's one step to his left and a backhand, he will always make the out. So I don't know if I can recommend MLB The Show now.
Didn't you already buy it?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm just saying I don't know if I can recommend it.
Okay.
Right?
Not because of what you've played.
Legit, right? Legit. Just
because of the video you saw.
Right, of somebody who doesn't know how to play the game.
Yeah.
I am seeing on here they're talking about how at least the PS3 version is still slow online.
Oh, good. That's some things never change.
So are they gonna fix it for PS4?
No, no.
No way.
Of course not. Why would they do that?
Okay, then.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yep.
But it is broke.
So makes it classic.
Yeah. That's just MLB The Show. That's what it is.
Same show you know and love.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, franchise. Let's play a game.
I will play a game.
Frozen.
Disconnected.
No. You know the funny thing is?
Home run.
No. Last year.
Monster dog in your face.
Last year. Did he remember this? All right, Edie, let's go ahead and start the game.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay, I'm ready. Every single time.
Every single time.
I think we've tried at least 10 times to play.
Every pitch, every opening pitch was the only pitch in the game.
Yep, that's it. So actually, I counted those as wins for myself, though, every time we played. So I'm actually 10-0 against you last season.
Well, that's funny. I was 10-0 against you last season.
Wow.
Just saying.
I don't know if you saw my tweet, Bourne. Quick counts are the future of baseball.
Oh, I did see that, but I don't really know. Is that just randomly generated of what it is or?
Randomly generated, to the situation. So every batter gets a random pitch count, but like if there's a runner on first, right? He might be trying to pitch around him because the pitcher's up.
Okay.
So you'll be at a 3-0 count or maybe a 2-1. You wouldn't most likely be in an 0-2 situation, you know, for that. So what I really like about it doesn't make the game go faster. That's a total lie. Complete lie. The game
just makes you concentrate on the count better.
It makes you concentrate and you get walks. And for franchise mode, that's really important for me. Getting walks or that seems somewhat legit.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll use it in Road to the Show mode at all.
See, that's an area where I definitely need walks.
Yeah.
I don't get much walks in my RTTS. In like regular games I will, but not usually in Road to the Show.
I like the addition. I liked that it made the game to vary a lot of different types of scenarios. Were brought upon like multiple walks and an inning, bases loaded, and now, you know, I'm super concentrating because my random count now is 3-2 with the bases loaded and 2 outs. So I actually didn't think I would like it at all. And for franchise, I love it. I think it's a great way to play the game.
Did you play any of the, I read that there's some type of like gamer challenges that you can like compete against friends with.
That not in the PS Vita version.
Okay.
That's where it gets gimped. It doesn't have like the fantasy baseball card system.
Okay.
And it doesn't have the daily challenges.
Cause that part looked really cool where you could, it was like basically kind of like the baseball challenge that they've had the last couple of years, right. But now you get to do certain things to actually play against friends and stuff, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah. The Vita version is really supplemental to the PS3 and PS4 version.
Like, okay.
Really, I only see that is if you want to have your Road to the Show or franchise mode on the go. That's the, okay. Or if it's your only option, I guess. Because the gameplay is still solid. But yeah. I wouldn't recommend anyone getting this versus the PS4 version or PS3. You gotta go with those because at least you get all the modes. And the only cross-platform play is the Home Run Derby. And the Vita version has no online play for quick games at all.
Hmm.
It's basically only the Home Run Derby.
Okay.
That you can play. Yeah. I did dominate Sponge in the Home Run Derby. That first couple days when it came out, I was, bombing all over the field. I mean, I'm really good at hitting home runs. I'm a little too good at hitting home runs.
Who's pitching to you?
I don't know. It's random. It's generic baseball player number 7.
Hmm.
I think all you get to choose is the stadium and pick like a private lobby, and then it's just you and the person one-on-one at the same time.
Okay.
And if they're winning, this is what I didn't quite understand. If they're winning the Home Run Derby and they're out of outs and you still have outs, the game ends. Like you can't just sit back and watch and try to see how many they're going to hit and save all your outs, right? Because it's not an out when you don't swing.
Right.
But you can't just sit there and wait. If they're done and they're winning, then they'll get the crown. Cause I tried to do that to Sponge. I was like, all right, I'm going to let him waste all his outs. And then I'm going to come and hit 4 or 5 to win. So that's the one time he beat me was a fluke win. The system beat me, actually.
You sound like Hunter Pence.
Does this, was this IGN thing? Was it live or was it scripted?
It was live and it was really awkward. Like Puig doesn't speak English, right?
Yeah.
But he knows how to play the game. So he was into it. And at random times, especially when he was up or he was making a play with his own player, you could hear him like, Puig, Puig, come on, Puig. That's all he would say. And Pence was like,
did he like dive head first into every base?
Yeah, he was doing stuff like that out on the field. Yeah.
Was he like, I wondered if he would be trolling, like just diving all over the place.
There was
kind of like when we lose on the blacktop.
There was a moment, I think in the 8th inning in which Pence hit Puig on purpose. So that was pretty great. That was pretty great.
He does know how to play.
Yeah, he knows how to play. What else happened during that live stream? It was basically the IGN guy like being kind of awkward and talking, trying to interview them while they're playing and like, is this like real life? And Pence like, no. This isn't like real life at all. How close is this to actual baseball? Well, it's nothing like it at all because you saw that he didn't get that out. I mean, it was really awkward. And to me, it wasn't a good showing for MLB on the PS4. I kind of wanted somebody. Why didn't the developers play it, right? They should be able to show us all the ins and outs.
Yeah.
And what's different.
They could have shown us some online play.
Yes. Why didn't Pence and Puig play their homes?
Yeah, I'm afraid.
That is the only thing that hurts that game.
That would be a worse showing.
But I have to say, three previous ones that I played before last year,
yeah,
I was able to play online.
Yeah.
Didn't get to play it too good, but
Monster Donks
worked. And I didn't play you until the year before last, did he? So you cannot claim you've dominated me for years.
You were still licking your wounds.
I own you.
Like I own you in fantasy football.
Whoa.
Bam!
Whoa. You are on the bubble for next year.
Why? Because I consistently beat you in a regular season?
Wow. Look, can we talk about NBA 2K14 now? Mr. 33, 5 for 33 or whatever, 7 for 36. So we played blacktop mode. This weekend, right? Is it Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday, I believe.
Sunday. So we got, Franchise, Born, King Bowser, and I. We were all there running the streets in blacktop mode. I don't think we won a game.
No.
Okay, we didn't win a game, and it was doing some weird stuff, like splitting us up. We would all be on the 5-on-5 court, and then when the game started, it appeared that I was playing against all of the players that were in the game, but not in the game that you guys were playing, which was
really weird. It's like if there was an internet hiccup, they would all create separate games for all the players, and you would just end up playing by yourself.
Right. with which looked like everyone was playing because it was all
hilarious your on how we figured it out because everybody started cheering about something that wasn't happening in the other person's screen.
You're like, what?
Wow. That is busted.
So like Franchise was like, give me the ball. And then he's like, yeah. And then I go, I don't even know what you just did. Nothing happened.
Yeah. So I'm out there and I'm scoring all kinds. I'm dunking on people and scoring shots. And these guys are like, what the fuck is happening? What's going on? And I was like, I'm out here dominating.
And nobody could see it.
And nobody could see it. And then he did. He's like, yeah. Like, what the hell did he just do? And then Bowser was out there doing stuff, and everybody's like, what's Bowser doing? What's going on with Bowser?
The Franchise was like, man, he's like, Diddy, I think you're on a delay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, delay? What? So that happened multiple times because it happened on the blacktop courts, and then we went into a team-up game in which we're all going to be on one team taking over legit NBA players against a bunch of other people that are taking
on. That's when I started having a bad shooting day.
That's when it all went downhill for the franchise. That did the same thing where I was playing in my own game against a random person and you guys were playing together against random people with some computer players mixed in.
Yep.
So NBA 2K still has a little bit of issues. So we decided then let's just play team up. 2-on-2. Rockets, Clippers. Franchise and I will be the Rockets. Me, I'll be Linsanity. Franchise will be James Harden. And Bowser and Bourne, you guys will be the Clippers. Bourne, you were Chris Paul. And Bowser was Blake Griffin.
And, Jared Dudley.
And Jared Dudley, right. Somehow he figured out how to make a sub. But I couldn't, for whatever reason.
And Franchise made a sub by default when Harden fouled out in the second quarter.
I fouled out Harden in the second quarter, and then I came in with what's his name, Cannon?
Yeah.
And just went off with Cannon.
He went off. So, Franchise fouled out in the second quarter, but not before he took 33 shots.
That's true. That makes that even more ludicrous.
33 shots.
How does James Harden miss 33 shots?
How does he take 33 shots?
And layups. Like I said, I was playing against Bourne, Bowser, and Franchise. but somehow, me and Linsanity, we overcame it and actually won that game, against the Clippers, against Bourne and Bowser. Stop. And you're right, Franchise. When Harden fouled out, you started making shots again.
That was the same with Bowser, with Dudley, because he couldn't make anything with
Griffin. Yeah.
Griffin, yeah. Griffin was like all over underneath the hoop and trying to throw things up, and everything was just hitting the rim and then bouncing the opposite direction.
No, that was a Seek dominating the paint. Not in his house.
Yeah.
He was doing it for Lin. Jeremy
Lin. Trying to show up Howard.
He's like, I deserve that contract. Trade me. So that wasn't bad. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
It was pretty good. I actually enjoy when we go out in the courts and run them streets. That's why everyone needs to get NBA 2K14. Just because we dress up our characters.
Got taunts.
Yep. Got taunts. What do you got? The championship belt.
Championship belt, yeah.
Championship belt taunt. I still need to get my taunts, but I got a couple VC, so I'm gonna go ahead and make that happen.
I have a celebration dance, but we didn't really have an opportunity to use it.
We gotta win to celebrate, right?
Yep.
But we get to put all kinds of clothes on, headbands, wristbands, whatever. Put on I got the Air T-Pisses on. My T-Piss specifically designed shoes. I wish I could sell them though, so that you guys could all have Air T-Pisses.
So what he's saying is he would pay everybody to wear them is what he's saying.
I would sponsor. Well, and why can't I design my own clothes too, right? Like put my own logo on a shirt.
Woohoo! 1500 VC.
Exactly. That's how much I would charge for the T-Piss jersey.
That's cheap.
Hey, we're trying to get, market action. We're just trying to get in the game.
Just trying to, yeah.
So I wish that they had a better lobby system though for the park. Because sometimes waiting for those games can be quite long.
They never have had anything like this before, though, right?
Not to this extent. No, actually, no. I don't think they've ever had anything like this, where you're taking your My Player and just basically playing pickup games.
Okay.
So, hopefully, they'll make this better, because I think it's a great addition. And I know they're making a ton of money off this for people buying stuff for their players. Hopefully next year, though, they'll have more of those, like, jerseys or whatever, stuff that actually impact your player and make him get boosts.
Yeah, they had, like, the shin guards.
Yeah, they only have a few things.
Yeah, I have a couple of them, but it's just, they're so freaking expensive.
Yeah. Well, I want them to have more and maybe, like, boosts for, like, an hour, right?
Pay to win.
Oh. What do you mean pay to win? Just a little enhancement, you know? It's see, like...
And E. Diddy bought some VC last week. Y'all didn't know that, did you?
Whoa.
Wow.
I would never buy VC. Ever.
That's disappointing.
Actually, I might buy the virtual currency in that collectible card game they have.
Cavs lead the Nets 81-64 at the end of the third.
Nobody's asking for Cavs updates.
The Nets are a juggernaut.
They are huge. Apparently. Dark horse.
They're the best team in the league.
I'm telling you guys, you guys need to get on this card game. It is amazing. I just got an epic Vince Carter.
Now, yeah, I've been running the cards for a while.
Have you?
Yeah. I'm like 130 and 30 or something like that.
Oh, come on. You got to get 450 and 130.
I don't have that much time.
Come on. You just play a couple 25 games every night.
What?
Well, you got to play your 5 games every day, right? To get your...
You should just pay your kids to do this.
That's a good... You're right. But I need a legendary card, okay? I need a legendary card. But the only way I think I'm going to get a legendary card, if I buy those space bucks. For 20 bucks, I get 2,500 space bucks. Guess how much one legendary or epic card is? 2,500 space bucks.
It's ridiculous.
I need it. I need to get a legendary card. I need a legendary Isaiah Thomas or something. Come on. McClain knows all about paying to win. He plays that League of Legends.
That doesn't even have an option to pay to win.
Yes, it does.
It's free to play.
Free to pay to win.
No. How much
How much have you spent on that game?
Well, I did spend like 10 bucks.
Ah, see, I knew it.
I had to buy some awesome skins.
Oh, wow. See, look at who hasn't paid to win.
You're right. Those skins do give me.
Didn't you get anything free for all that time you spent on home?
Right. How much money have you spent in home?
Nothing.
Yeah, right. I know you bought the home pack.
All you gotta do is visit Fire Vader and he gives you all the stuff for free.
Wow. So, McClain paid to win.
Playing home wrong.
Paid to win in League of Legends. You're lucky you don't play NBA 2K14 because you wouldn't have any money. You'd be buying up all the VC. You would break the VC.
Yeah, you're actually probably doing yourself a favor.
I did play what's it called? The mode where you make your own team?
Yeah. Oh, like the collectible card game in the real game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you loved it.
All I got was, what was my rarest card was Solinger, I think.
Oh god.
Jarrett Solinger.
Oh man. Jeez. That's like a bronze level card.
He was ultra rare.
Speaking of which, Edidi, we can play those teams against each other.
Like, in the game though.
Yeah.
Not.
I thought that was pretty cool. I found that out too.
We could play online against each other.
Right. We can play those actual players of the cards that you have for that.
So now I'm going to have to get into the card game in the game?
Eventually, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Because that does sound cool only if I can play against people that I know.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, you got whatever Iverson. Now I got to get the whatever Michael Jordan.
Yeah, well, my team's a bunch of scrubs right now, but.
Yeah, that's all I have to.
I do have Hardaway Jr.
Ooh, but you'll probably use up all of his energy by the time we play and then he won't have none.
Possibly.
Right?
I don't know how that works. I hope it's not the same like that. But
it's contracts, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Kind of like they'd have on Madden.
Right. So, like, I think 25, and then that's it. He's done. But I think you can pay to revive.
God.
I'm telling you. This is what all game.
I just can't even. I'm gonna go through my player, then the season, and then probably the cards. But yeah. Probably the cards a little bit during the time that I'm doing the GM.
So what's gonna happen in a couple years is we're not even gonna have to pay for NBA 2K. It's gonna be a free to play game. But if you wanna play, right. Like you're gonna have to earn 30 space bucks. You're gonna have to wait a day. And then you're gonna have to decide, what am I gonna spend my 30 space bucks? To play a franchise game? To play a card game? To go out and play on the blacktop for 30 minutes? How am I gonna do, what am I gonna spend my space bucks? Or, pay me! And you can play all day. I'm telling you, that's where we're getting to. NBA 2K, free to play.
Maybe the obesity levels will go down then.
Well, yeah, why can't my guy, that's what they need to add, that like Grand Theft Auto type stuff. Where the more I play, the fitter my guy gets. And it can just be like a skin where he looks really fit because I'm running him on the court 2 or 3 hours a day. All right, let's get into the TPS NBA playoffs.
Boom.
Live looking at the TPS NBA playoff championship. Brown Bombers taking on the Great Wall of Durant. Currently, the Brown Bombers have a 6-3 lead. Let me see here. And, two of your players are done, McLean. Who's K.O. Quinn?
Oh.
Who is that?
Kyle O'Quinn?
6 points, 1-for-6 shooting. Are you sure that was you needed to go there?
I don't know.
You chose him over AK-47? Really?
I did.
And Brooklyn has something to play for.
He was on a hot streak.
Really?
Yeah. Kyle O'Quinn.
What's a hot streak for him? Like he scored in a game?
Double digit points.
Wow.
And like 5 or 6 rebounds. But he didn't do that.
You chose him over AK-47.
Over AK-47.
Wow.
Okay. That was a mistake.
Well, I guess you didn't want to win.
But that's alright, cause I'm gonna win anyway.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
I'm predicting that they're going to pull the plug on Dirk here any minute. They're getting dominated by Memphis.
He's probably not even in the game right now.
They need to pull him. And he is in the game right now.
He's going to go clutch. And they're going to win. And I'm going to win. And we're all going to celebrate.
Okay, so you have a full lineup. None of your players are hurt.
Did you see J.R. Swish, though?
What?
J.R. Swish.
Yeah, I see that he's... doing his, look at how good I am when it doesn't matter.
He's out of control. He's been too good.
I was really rooting for him when he was going for the 3-point attempt record.
3-point attempt?
Yeah, the 3-pointers attempted in the game. And I was like, he's gotta get this record. You can tell he knows that he's close to this record. So I'm not sure how many, was it like 21 or 22 threes attempted in a game? I think it was last.
Against Miami?
It was last Sunday against LA or something. I'm not sure who it was, but he definitely.
Against Miami, he took 22.
Was it against Miami?
22 threes.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, it was that game then because 22 is the record. And he knew it, and you could tell he knew it, because he was going to shoot a three no matter what. And I congratulate him. Jay Mish. How about that?
Well, he made 10 of them.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. He took 22, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you think that makes Carmelo want to stay in New York? Oh, really? You're going to take 22 threes?
Who cares?
Who do you
Carmelo
mean?
Carmelo can leave. They don't need him.
They need Melo.
They got J.R. Swish.
Oh, gosh.
Please, Melo, what has he ever won?
That's something, no one said nobody, right? We have J.R. Swish!
Goodbye, Melo. More shots for Swish.
So I'm looking at the matchups here, and Rajon Rondo, not playing tonight. Great job, Durant. Tim Duncan, not playing tonight. Good job, Durant. Amari Stoudemire on your bench, actually playing. Tonight. So again, good.
Yeah, but
job.
He sucks.
And all of his players are actually, in the fourth quarter or almost in the fourth quarter. So we will actually know here within minutes if you're going to win this championship.
Within minutes?
Yeah, within minutes.
He's done.
Well, because all of Durant's players will be, their games will be completed.
Minutes meaning like a half hour?
Let me see here. No, minute. Well, minutes maybe half hour.
Yeah, half hour.
This 8 minutes is going to drag on.
Because Kevin Durant's got a whole quarter.
Does he? Yeah. Did that quarter just start? They got 89 points. You gotta be kidding me.
They got 81.
Oh my god.
The Pistons have 89.
Oh wow.
Franchise must be controlling that team.
Whoa.
Surprised we're not getting Pistons Thunders update.
Just franchise controlling it.
Straight shoot, homie.
Just shot after shot.
Shoot it. I'm open. You're on the bench. Okay, so let's take a look at the real championship, the Basketball Reasons versus the Ball Riders. Currently, Ball Riders winning 5-4. And
is that part of the secret success to the Triple Crown?
We were looking at this matchup, and the Ball Riders would actually be winning the championship right now if they were in the championship.
Well, correction, if they won the first round.
Right, but if they won the first round, then they would be winning the championship. I just want to make sure that everyone understands that they would be winning if they had won. Okay, as long as we're all on the same page. So the Ball Riders,
they'd be winning if they didn't lose.
Everything, all things being equal, the Ball Riders. You could consider the Ball Riders the actual champion of the TPS NBA, right? Because this is a stats-based scoring system. Am I wrong? Am I wrong about this is a stats-based scoring system?
Head-to-head, not rotisserie.
I'm just saying that if you head-to-headed the Bombers and the Ball Riders this week, the Ball Riders would be ahead of the Bombers. And I know the Bombers still have games to play. I'm just pointing out the facts. That's all.
But if I was playing you, I wouldn't lose. I mean, I would have played differently. I wouldn't have had Kyle O'Quinn in there.
just food for thought is all, okay? Food for thought. Bowser's taking on Hampton. Hampton, you're dominating 7-2. You're putting your money where your mouth
done
is.
Done much.
Goobers losing to Beast Mode 6-3. Who would have called that? And Hand Baskets, Boozer's completing the winless season, right? The winless season losing.
Don't call it yet.
Don't call it yet. There's still a chance.
There's still a chance.
There's still a chance. Boozer's currently losing 3-6 to Hand Baskets. And like according to McLean, there's still.
I believe.
Still a chance. But wow. I'm looking at this and Boozer's. Okay. He has at least all of his players. Don't. Paul Pierce didn't play tonight. Chandler Parsons didn't play tonight. So.
Oh yeah. It looks like it's over.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, hold on here. Hand Baskets, Lynn didn't play. Canner didn't play.
He's
Sullinger.
Up by such a large margin, though. It doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. Better
those
luck
categories.
Next year. Better luck next year. We'll before we end this, we'll take a look back at the scoreboard to see if McLean has choked this up yet. Fingers crossed, right?
I think I lost the category.
All right. Good.
Oh, no. I got it back. Never mind.
Fantasy baseball. Real quick on the fantasy baseball front, we're through our first week of game. No, we're through our first 2 weeks of games.
2 weeks, yep.
Right? Let's take a look at the standings right now. The Idiots currently 2-0.
Yep.
Top of the division. We're all in one division. A bunch of teams 1-1. And then boy howdy at the bottom at 0-2. Idiots look like they're leading in, let's see. Well, you're not leading in the batting categories. What's up with that?
What, this week?
No, well, I'm just talking in general. Right now, you're number one in runs scored, but you're sixth in home runs, you're fifth in RBIs, mm-hmm. you're seventh in stolen bases, and you're last in batting average.
Yep.
So it's all about pitching for you.
Not necessarily.
No, because, wow, you're sixth in Ks, your fifth home, how are you 2-0 right now?
I win when it matters.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So let me check your schedule first. Maybe that's probably what it is. Easy schedule.
Or it could be that everyone in the league is inactive.
Okay, hold on. Oh wait, he played Chuck Norris. That's an easy win, right? 8-1-1. All right. Then you played Texas Franchise. That's another easy win. Okay, so it's the scheduling is why you're 2-0, not your team. Okay,
I won my first matchup. Who did I play?
Who'd you play? I don't know who you played.
okay, so I ran up against a seasoned pro like Bourne, and it was a good matchup.
Okay.
Okay.
And right now I'm dominating Canada.
Eight categories to worst.
With a hurt team.
Let me look here. I'm looking at my schedule, and of course I beat the Mexico Monster Dogs in week one. That was a given. I called that. And somehow I lost in matchup two. Now, Bourne, did that trade go through during matchup two?
I think at the very end, yeah.
Okay, so that might
you
have
wanna, you want to talk about this?
Well, I don't want to talk about it, but we got to talk about it. So there was a big-time trade in the TPS MLB on April 11th, so about 5 days ago. It was a big trade, and it involved an extremely legit pitcher and kind of a washed-up third baseman, right?
Did he? Let me tell you.
What?
It is franchise 9-1.
9-1, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. That is domination. I agree with you there. So this trade, I get this trade in my email. Like, all right, somebody's trying to do something here. Let's make this happen.
There wasn't much waiting from when I had sent it, so I knew he really liked the offer.
I saw it right away. Strasburg for Sandoval? You gotta be kidding me. Strasburg for Sandoval? Who wouldn't make that trade, right, Bourne?
Right.
I mean, yeah. Let's.
You'd have to be just completely oblivious to the situation and know nothing about baseball
to
accept that deal.
So I see in my email, Strasburg for Sandoval, I can't click accept fast enough. I could use me some Strasburg. Get me Strasburg in my rotation. I need wins. I need K's. Sure, that'll solidify my pitch. I won't even have to worry about pitching ever again getting Strasburg. Except, days go by. Days go by, okay? This isn't one of those things like, all right, I'm not even worried about it. I'll fix my lineup later. Because I know he's – Strasburg only pitches every 5 days.
And he pitched that day of the trade.
So, I don't got it. Whatever. I'll fix it when I fix it. Days go by.
You saw Strasburg like strike out 10 or 12.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, this is, what a good move.
Yes. Wow. I just got such a great deal from Bourne. I go to set my lineup because no, it's time. It's time to set my lineup. It's time to like, here are my winnings. Where the hell is Strasburg? Why do I have one less pitcher? Where's, I just traded for, let me go back to the league page. And check where, definitely, there's the Strasburg, wait a minute. E. Diddy traded Strasburg for Pablo, what? Hold on, let me go back to my lineup. this can't be right.
Wow.
Wait a minute, you're telling me.
You're worse than inactive.
You're telling me that I'm the one who had Strasburg? And I traded away Strasburg? For Sandoval? Oh my gosh. Wow. Really? So
he's on the bubble.
I know my baseball. I can't believe I was literally in shock when I realized that I wasn't getting Strasburg, that I had given him up. Oh, so that was the first big blockbuster trade of the TPS and MLB season. There was another trade recently. I see Alan Craig for Michael Bourne, and that trade's pending review currently.
Yeah.
If you want to veto it, I don't see any reason.
Is that a monster trade?
I mean, Michael Bourne isn't even owned in 100% of ESPN leagues. So no, he's not trade worthy at all.
Sure he is.
Quit trying to talk. You got Strasburg for free.
Basically, all I needed was, I needed to, since I had picked up Springer, the Astros stud, I needed to drop or try and make a trade to remove one of my outfielders. So even though I've been losing in stolen bases, I traded Bourne to, Chuck Norris.
And you got a first baseman.
Yeah, which is not bad. I basically asked him who he wanted to deal with me on that because I didn't really care as much as I wanted somebody that had some, obviously, if you look at my roster right now, I've got like, I had two or three different third basemen, so I was thinking of trading up one of them, but I ended up dropping one, and then when I saw Springer was available, I picked him up and then needed to basically drop one of my other outfielders.
Sure. So, Bourne's been moving players. Big time action. If you want to make trades, Bourne's the guy to make trades with. Don't offer me anything. I'm pulling a Pantera. I'm done with all y'all. I'm done with all y'all. I even have the app on my phone. You know, I could have checked this out. I could have verified. And I usually decline, especially when I'm dealing. When somebody offers me something, I don't want to accept somebody else's offer. I'm the one in control. That's what I get for going against my better judgment. Going against the way I do business. That's what I get.
That was your mistake?
That
was it, not knowing who's on your team?
And I was like, Bourne has to know something I don't know. I don't care. Whatever.
Yep, you knew who was on your team.
I sent you the trade of the century.
Oh, man. Maybe my mouse is broken. It just auto accepts.
When I actually sent the trade offer to JT for Bourne, he actually was like, he actually responded and he goes, "You actually meant Braun, right?" And I'm like, "No, this isn't E-Diddy." So,
wow, unbelievable. Okay, Brown Bomber, or what's your team name? Monster Dogs, Mexico Monster Dogs.
Yeah.
Your team is bad.
My team is bad.
Yes.
We have the same record.
Yeah,
so
but
it can't be that bad.
Yeah, but come on. You beat an inactive owner.
Which one?
Whoa.
Did I beat myself?
Your lineup is set.
You have a DL spot, you know.
Actually, yeah, you have two players. No, you have three players currently on the DL. That's good. That's pretty good.
You can move one of them to the slot.
No, he can't. Why? Has one. Mike Minor.
He already does?
Yep.
Mike Minor.
It doesn't show him on the DL on the scoreboard page.
Yeah, Mike Minor. Mike Minor is Atlanta Braves ace.
Oh, okay.
Aroldis Chapman, his career's over. He can't even see. You might want to drop him.
What do you mean he can't see? What happened to his eyes?
He got hit with a baseball.
In the eye? Both of them?
Yes!
Wow.
You might want to baseball. Yeah.
I better drop him.
I agree.
I got a trade offer for him, but trade disappeared.
You didn't accept it soon enough. You need to pay attention to your team.
Well, what happens is, for some reason, when I get a trade offer, it goes into my spam.
Oh, really?
My email.
You might want to fix that.
It only happens in baseball, so.
Trust
it probably
that.
Belongs there. Fine.
Only if it's from Bourne.
Only from Bourne.
Yeah, then it's...
That trade was from me, actually.
I think you're the only one sending trades.
I sent him another one at the beginning of the season. I forget. I think it was Chris.
Yeah, that one ended up in spam because you emailed me like, "Why haven't you responded?" Because it was in my spam folder.
And then as soon as I sent that email, it was like a minute later, he just says no. And I go, okay, message received.
Well, no, hold on here. At the beginning of the season, before baseball was even being played, I sent trades to everyone. Nobody wanted Derek Jeter.
Is he playing?
He's been sitting out, actually.
Yeah.
Resting up for when he comes hard.
Wow, have you seen Cliff Lee, though?
What? What about Cliff Lee?
He is a monster.
What do you mean? Is he eating people?
He's eating baseball.
Wow. Cliff Lee? Well,
he's feeding on strikeouts.
Is he?
He gave up 11 hits.
11?
Yeah. Actually,
that's pretty good.
He's given up double-digit hits in 3 out of his 4 starts.
Well, that was in 9 innings,
yikes,
though.
He is not the Cliff Lee of old.
No, he's not. He
went 9 innings.
Yeah, he went 9 innings and had 13 strikeouts and lost the game.
You didn't
to Atlanta.
Wow.
He gave up one run.
He lost it.
He lost it. It's all his fault.
11 hits say it's his fault. How about that? Wow.
11 hits and Atlanta can only score one run.
He was like, hit, strikeout, hit, strikeout.
Somebody trade me, Cliff Lee.
I don't care if Strasburg gets injured and you drop him. I'm going to pick him back up. He needs to come home. He needs to come home. I'll keep him on my DL for the rest of the season. okay. What else? Anything else in the TPSN MLB? I think
some major cliffhangers because we're only three weeks into the season.
Oh, I'm winning right now.
Are you really?
Against the undefeated idiots.
Oh, I guess let's go through the scoreboard real quick. Baseball writers are up 6 categories to 4 in week 3. Chuck Norris up 5-3-2 to against team this is Hockey Right. Idiots. Oh yeah, this is the matchup, right? This is the marquee matchup of the week. Idiots, which are 2-0, are losing 3-6-1 against the Mexico Monster Dongs. This could be the turning point of one of these two team season.
It'll probably change tomorrow because I got pitchers pitching tomorrow.
Whoever wins this matchup will probably make the playoffs. And then again, franchise 9-1 over Team Canada.
Nobody else is active besides. Franchise isn't even active in this.
Half of this league is active. Ball Riders are active. Baseball Riders, right?
I'm active in it. What are you talking about?
Franchise is active.
Move your injured players.
Franchise is very active.
Franchise is too active.
I put them on the bench where they belong.
They're on the bench. The Idiots are active. The Monster Dongs are active. Team Chuck Norris is active.
These
guys are only on 15-day DLs.
Yeah.
I would have gotten rid of them.
That ain't that even a month.
A month. Yeah, 15 days is not 60.
Saying who's on 60?
Just play
Hamilton.
Play your studs.
Yeah, you don't bench.
And by studs, we mean healthy players.
No, I mean studs.
The studs that you know that you have on your team.
Don't trade them. Don't trade your studs. Don't trade. He was probably like a first round draft pick, wasn't he? Oh my gosh.
I'm not sure actually. He may have been a second rounder.
I know I went after him.
You did?
Yes. He was a fifth rounder. So I don't feel that bad now.
Yeah.
He was a fifth rounder.
But I think I may have looked that up because I was like, when did I get Panda? And then I'm trying to look and see. All right.
Match value.
Yeah.
I can't believe I stole. Oh my gosh. Look at this. Man, my team is too good. Why did I take Pujols in round 7? Oh my gosh.
Why do you have him benched?
No. He's too old.
Look at his numbers.
I can't trust him.
So, 8 runs, 4 home runs, 9 RBIs.
I can't trust him.
Bourne, you're saying I'm not playing my studs?
I'm saying you're only playing your healthy players.
You know who's the stud? Jose Fernandez. He's the new Strasburg. I don't need Strasburg, actually. I got Fernandez.
Yeah. Jose, alright, franchise. Jose Reyes is possibly coming back at the end of the week, so that's fine. You'll have him. Season. But Hamilton, you're gonna basically need to swap him back into the DL basically. Cause he's gonna be out for like 2 months, they basically said. Well, 6 to 8 weeks, they're saying.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna end up doing that anyway.
Yeah. And I mean, Napoli's injury will be, I mean, they're gonna look and see how long he's gonna possibly be out. They're hoping that he's actually gonna come right back in. I don't know how, I've never dislocated a finger before, but.
Oh, what a baby. He should be out there today.
I guess.
And Coco Crisp is a cereal, not a baseball player. He shouldn't even be on your team.
So I take it back, franchise. You're not inactive. You got guys that are injured, but you've moved them in the right spots.
What are you going to do? Drop them for Count Chocula?
Well, you did drop Goldschmidt last year, and I picked him up.
That guy's a stud.
That guy was a stud.
Don't drop your studs.
But that's, we've come to expect that from franchise his annual Luol Deng.
Has Boo Berry cleared waivers yet?
No, he's still in the minors.
Oh, he hasn't been called up. All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's our fantasy baseball. Wait, we need to go back to the live look-in. The fantasy basketball championship still underway. I'll watch the fantasy cast. By now, oh, look, there's only like 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter of most of these games. Brown Bombers currently still up 6-3. Durant, let's see, Durant has four players currently active. Let's see.
What happened in that Mavericks game?
What happened? What happened?
Why is it slowed down so much?
Well, because Memphis is putting the lockdown. They're like, not on our house.
Because the Thunder game was the one that was going to end last.
And now
it's, now that one's almost over. Wow. And the Mavs are like barely halfway through the fourth quarter.
Well, hold on. Something's brewing here because Utah and Minnesota are tied with 11 seconds to go. And Durant has one of Minnesota's players. So
it's not going to change that much.
He's got two. Kevin Love also. So you never know. Anything could happen. We might need to see this play through. If they go into overtime and then basically McLean still has three legit players going, that games don't start till 10:30.
Anything could happen.
Anything could happen. And they're probably all playing. Cause does Portland have anything to play for?
I think so.
Do they?
Oh. I thought they were playoff contenders this year.
They are.
Portland? They are?
They're fifth or fourth, I think, in the
Oh, are they? Okay.
But they were like the one seed at one point.
Yeah. Everyone thought they were like really good, and then they became Portland again. So, oop, guess who's going to overtime? Oh, snap.
It's not going to mean anything.
Oh, man. I bet you're sweating right now, McLean.
What are they doing?
What do you mean?
Don't they know that the game doesn't matter?
Yes, it does. They got professional pride on the line.
There's no pride in a Jazz T-Wolves game.
What do you mean? Kevin Love is oozing with pride. He's got 10 rebounds. Just
Kevin
on
Love,
pride
he's
alone.
Fighting to get to 500.
12 points and 10 rebounds is like pride. Those are pride points. This is a
he needs
pride
to leave point. Minnesota already.
No, he can't.
I'm to Dallas.
No, what?
Kevin Love and Dirk?
No, stop. What?
That's championship.
That's
plural.
Not
Dirk
one.
Will show him how to win.
Not one, not two.
Not one, not two. Maybe only two, because then Dirk will retire.
So what?
And then the Mavs will be the new T-Wolves.
What? Yeah. What's Dallas gonna do once Dirk retires?
Oh, they're done.
That's it, right?
That's it. Back to 9-win seasons. It's gonna be Monte and Calderon.
Hold on, Bourne has to head out.
So we're going to crown McLean right now, triple crown winner.
No, not triple crown, but he did probably win the TPS NBA championship, but check back next week.
Franchise, I want you to finish it up with the we are, he is who we thought he was, tirade.
Oh. He is who we thought he was.
All right, I'm going to play a better one.
What are you talking about? That's perfect.
You should crown his ass.
Four picks against Grossman and two fumbles. What did you see about the Bears? We shut them down that way.
No, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, that's us. That's it for us at the TBS NBA. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next football season for some TPS MLB review. Actually,
everyone's gonna forget.
Actually, no, we'll be getting into the TPS MLB playoffs by then.
The season will just be starting to wrap up.
Yep, we'll be getting into the playoffs and then back to fantasy football.
You're talking about like a 5-win team getting in the playoffs.
So for Bourne, for McClain, for franchise, for all the other owners in this league.
We had to talk about that on Sunday. We had a different philosophy on who I was.
Okay.
You forgot about it.
Yeah, I did. I forgot. I'm sorry.
See if you would ever pick up on it and say, I forgot.
Yeah, okay. I don't remember either.
Okay, I'll let you finish now.
Okay, so for all of us, the TPS, the PlayStation Show Network Fantasy League, that's what this stands for. We'll see you in months. And I'm going to play a fantasy football song. This one, this is dedicated to porn.
I'm a grown man, so I understand the breaks. But drafting Reggie Bush might have been a mistake.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey.
My friends all make fun of me when we watch the games.
Girlfriend
is ahead of me in her league at work, and she just randomly picked names.
Peyton Mayonnaise is so hot.
It's Manny.
Whatever.
And how did you pick Randy Moss?
I love green.
I suck at fantasy football. I was terrible at high school football.
No, you weren't, sweetie.
I'm really good at drinking beer and not falling on my face.
Does that include 10-minute drunk dials?
I was born ready, but somehow I'm still in last place.
Is that why your friends call you Lloyd Carr?
How do you know Lloyd Carr?
I actually read.
My sleeper picks will never wake up. It's like I have a rich wife, but she's like got me making a sign this prenup.
Poor thing.
Nice
it's
pun.
The first week of the season and already I need to make a trade. This was supposed to be my year. I wonder if I can get anything for Bobby Wade.
Bobby Wade sounds cute. Don't trade him.
He's terrible.
I suck at fantasy football.
You don't know Bobby Wade.
I was terrible at intramural flag football.
You don't know Bobby Wade.
Thought I was going undefeated, but now I'm already 0-1. No championship again this year for my team, Michael Vick and the Kennels of Fun.
See, that's a funny name.
No.
It's a funny name.
No, it's not. That is so insulting to our dog.
We don't even have... We have a dog?
Really?
No. Fine. Whatever. You win everything. I'm going to go read about dogs.